Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
So pretty today, and we have a lot of people outside of the studio, and they have good time, and they're known faces. Oh, Sheena Metal has some nice guests. We need to find out who these people are, but they're pretty. Everybody needs to go and listen to her show. And what can I say? Listen to Accent On with Ilona Europa every Monday from 6 till 7. And what can I say? Like always, I say, some days are unusual, some days are harder on the radio to talk to a guest. Some people bring topics that I'm not too familiar with, but today is not in one of those days. I feel like in home today in my studio because with me I have a beautiful girl who I feel like I'm part of her life for reason. I met her a year and a half ago in beautiful community center, and she was just beautiful, sparkly, full of energy, and I heard her voice. I was doing one of the artistic camps with singing and stuff like that, and I always am looking for young, talented children. Trust me, people, very hard to find them, very hard. There are a lot of beautiful young people who are dreamers, who have something special about them, but the stardom, the it quality, they don't come by so often. And she's one of those children. Then she was a baby. She was 10 and a half, maybe, and now she's almost 12. I just need to introduce her very seriously. And we had this talk with Kira Nicole. Then this interview will be more serious. She's not even 12 yet. She'll be 12 in February. But if you go to my website, if you go to Facebook page and look at her picture, she's just somebody that you want to just get close, squeeze, and say, you're so pretty, you're so cute, you're so sweet. Yes, she is tiny, she is just very blonde and gorgeous blue eyes, everything what every mother dreams also to have, you know, like, well, my baby will be like that. And she's beautiful, hardworking girl, very, very talented. But today, this is her third time in the studio. Hi, Kira Nicole, first.
Hi, Alona.
Wow. You know, and that's her very serious voice. Because it's, I know Kira, like I said, more than a year and a half right now. And she was a baby. She was 10 and something, 11 almost, when I met her, that she had a right to be the cutest things ever. And she was just so, so playful. And her voice always was so big. And like, where did this come from? You know, and but she's growing like crazy right now. And just getting taller and very, very smart. Great student. Yes, you are a great student.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, you know, and everybody says, oh, where do you have time for everything? Do you have time for everything?
Well, I have different things on different days of the week, and I find time to fit everything in.
Perfect. You know, I know that because sometimes you are coming to my home studio when we are writing songs or just rehearsing before studio sessions or just singing some fun stuff that is on the radio. And sometimes you are so tired and I have this one couch, yes?
Yeah.
It's like a magical couch that when you sit on this couch,
I like fall asleep.
You are falling asleep. And I don't know what to say because I feel for you. I feel for you because it's 6 at night, sometimes 5 at night, and 2 hours, hour and singing, which we are not like la-la-la-la singing. We are like powerhouse singers.
Yeah.
We love to have big voice, tough songs. We're not going easier on a singing. this is a work, yes?
Yeah, it is.
It's a hard work. Of course, before I will move a little forward with this interview with Kira Nicole. Again, everybody goes to her website. Kira Nicole, how we spell your name?
KYRANICOLE.
Perfect. We need to talk to a very important person in her life. And again, I'm saying without this person, none of young stars probably will exist. To raise young star, you need to have a lot of people who just wish them well. First and foremost, protect them. Listen to them. Don't force lots of stuff on them. And listen what really the child or young star really wants, dreams about, and make gently happen or help to happen. And Kira Nicole, we are lucky, yes? We have a partner with us. And happen, this is your mama. Yes,
yes, we're very lucky to have her.
We are very lucky to have Diana.
Hi, Alana.
Can we? You are a little bit under the weather. Your voice is just raspy and gorgeous.
Yes, sorry about that.
No, I think you sound cool. You know, I can talk like that too if you feel good. But you know what? Today is funky day. Your voice really is raspy, but doesn't matter. Whatever you say is probably so smart. You are a lawyer, first and foremost. You are a very smart woman. You are very well educated. You are gorgeous. You are smart. And you are like calm, which none of us, me and Kira, doesn't have this too much in us. You're just calm, like calm, cool, calm. And you are hot again. Great looking woman. When you enter my home, it's like, I want to be you, Diane. And I'm not joking, really, because you are a beautiful person. And you love your child to every piece, to death. And the hours for a year and a half that you spend with us, that never feels like a trouble in your life. They feel like you also are waiting for this 1 or 2 hours, you know, when she enjoys her singing. You seem like you enjoy it also.
I do, very much so. It's been such a joy watching her grow over the last year and a half with you. And it's just been amazing. You know, it started out as voice lessons. She liked to do it and that sort of thing. And then it's been growing and growing. And, you know, her dream, I think, is starting to materialize.
Okay. You know, you are so right. And we talk about this a little bit before. I want this interview to be more serious because I want people to listen to us because maybe around them on the left or the right, they see some very talented child and they maybe sometimes don't want to see, hear, help because it's so much time. I don't know what I will do. Mothers are like, oh, maybe better put more time into certain things that is more tangible, that in the future maybe will come back with better money results or whatever people think is important. But we cannot kill the need of talented child, especially in the music, and they say, you cannot sing, you cannot play music, you cannot. They will do anyway. Okay? And Kira, that's for you, Kira Nicole. For you, 10 years, girl, 11 years, you are so, and you are so serious about singing. And, you know so much about what is on the radio, you know lyrics, you know names of the artists, you listen to the radio, you know how to find what you like to hear. Where does this come from? You like wake up in the morning and you're not putting headphones all the time and run around, or you do? How does this work? Again, we'll come back to it because I know it's a lot of dreamers around us and the children who are the special one, sometimes nobody will hear about them. But sometimes the dream need to be treated so seriously and go after them and happen that you have people who want to help. Happen that mommy and daddy loves you to succeed also and you have these beautiful people dreaming with you. And then it's your job to deliver, which is tough in age of 11 or 12. But you do somehow. You deliver in a studio. You deliver in a video production. We'll be talking about this. And again, 11 people, she's not even 12. She will be 12. But for all the hardest year of your life that we work so hard, this girl, she acts like she's 18. Never cry, never whine, never even sleepy. Yeah, sometimes she falls asleep. I'm like, come on, Kira, I'm going to sing. Oh, okay, let's do it. And then boom, after 5-10 minutes, she knows she needs to because if not, we are wasting a lesson. tell me your day. You wake up in the morning. Where the music and singing fits in?
Well, what happens is I usually wake up and then I go into my phone and then I listen to music as I'm getting dressed. And then, like, singing comes in, like, every once in a while where I just
out
feel
loud,
like singing.
Naturally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are just free-spirited. You know, I found myself in my own home, around my parents, who were just, they were nice. They had beautiful musical ears, but they were very simple, beautiful people. And they gave me the right to be educated in this direction because in my country, government, when they found talented people, they paid for it. Then my parents didn't need to just put money into my education. They put a lot of time, like your mama. But, you know, I didn't like too much to sing. When somebody said, oh, can you sing something for me? I didn't like it. It was too serious for me. I never felt like I was right. I was ready to perform until I had orchestra recording, rehearsing. I looked good, and I knew I was ready. And with you, it's just funny that you said that a lot of people in school, they have no idea how much singing is a part of your life.
Yes. Right now, I'm keeping it a little bit private, but once it comes out, I'm going to let it be public, and I'm gonna push it forth and try to make it do well.
You are right. I like this approach, too. Not that came from me, because I cannot, and mommy cannot say, okay, today run around the school, say, I'm a singer, listen to my recording. You can do it. You have them probably on a phone or your songs. You could do it. But somehow you are waiting for the moment that you feel like you are the right package, yes? That everything is there, what you want, to be ready for people to treat you? Seriously?
Yes, that's exactly what. And so when we have a music video coming out for Little Bit On My Own, which will be played today.
Yes.
And I'm excited for that. And the album is really close to being done. We only have one song to record. And we're just having fun with it and letting it flow.
Listen, people, to this girl, you know, she has her own way of thinking. And trust me, not mama, not me. We need to step into her way of what she feels like her plan is in her. This is her plan. She delivers, she works hard, so hard, you know. But she knows what she wants, and we love that because we don't need to push. We don't need to say, hey, do it. Can you do it this way, that way? She has a reason for everything. An 11-year-old child going 12, oh boy, they know what they want, and we better listen. But that's the magical world. Listen. What will we be doing today? We'll be listening to some songs.
Yay.
Okay. We got the one that is, of course, very serious for us. And that's Mama Diane. This will be a title, probably, of Kira Nicole album. It's called?
A Little Bit On My Own.
The cool title. We need to come back and describe why we think that's a good title. And we still will be going back. Somebody's calling me. Oh, I'm so sorry, I cannot pick up. But I love you people, whoever calls. But we'll be coming back to your day, because we know you woke up, you have your headphones, you are singing stuff, and then in the meantime you are dressing yourself up to go to school. But on another hand, you already know what is fresh on the radio, what new songs are coming up. Now is the time to listen to great vocals of yours and great soul of yours. We have... You know, we have time. You are my main star today, and I love that. We don't need to rush. Even when I plan on the three songs, A Little Bit On My Own, but the country pop song that we'll be having video, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Video will be coming probably in 2 weeks, we'll be ready. Then we have Final Mistake. Wow, scary, scary song, and we need to talk about this one, because that was the first one that we wrote.
Yes, it's the first one we decided to write.
Sad, and that's another. The seriousness about, first, me treating her so seriously, because I knew the girl knows, has a vision for what she likes or not. But still having a piano and a young, beautiful 50, how many pounds you are? 50?
I think I'm 60.
Oh,
now.
You're getting bigger. 60-pound or something girl, tiny little girl sitting next to me. And I wrote many, many songs in my life. But I wanted also to please her. And I wanted to listen what she says, if she likes something, if she doesn't. And that was my plan, saying, okay, if she says I don't like it, I listen. If she says I like it, I'm going further with the idea. But my weaker part is the English. I think I write simple, okay, lyrics, but English-speaking people, they can do better. And happen that English-speaking perfect people like you who have the vision, they can really, really help with the lyrics a lot too. And that's, I think, the final mistake. Very important song in a funny way in my life, because started from my own pain that you understood very well, but also is universal pain of losing something that we love so much, or just making mistakes in life. Hopefully there will be the last one and then you will be smarter. And we like that. We talk about lots of stuff. And we decided to write a song we called Final Mistake. Yes?
Yes.
And then we got this unusual arrangement from the beautiful Italian arranger, very, very known Italian artist, Domenico Capuano. And he just shocked us because the arrangement was bigger than life, full orchestration. And now we have this 11-year-old girl with beautiful voice, arrangement bigger than life, and we better deliver, huh?
Yes.
And we did.
Yes, we did.
Is this okay? We'll start with Final Mistake. I think it's a big kaboom. It's one of the coolest songs ever. Okay, Final Mistake, Kira Nicole. I was crying. Kira was not crying. She was very happy. She really loves it. She loves this song, and she knows she did an amazing job. Diana, we are crying.
Yes,
both.
Absolutely.
I know people who really listen. If they listened, like we listened, she's 11. She sounds like a big star. You sound beautifully. This is a beautiful song. Beautiful song, but again, I'm working on my own version, and I'm scared to deliver. Because you did so well. I don't
Thank
even
you.
Know. It's true. I have no problem to admit. You know, certain things is a very high quality of voice. And what we need to say thank you to Mr. Dan Solovitz.
Thank you, Dan.
From Punch Music. We are giving you a little bit in Punch. Everybody needs to know. He's producer. One of the bestest that I ever worked with. And we are so, so lucky. Like always, life works funky way. We work with beautiful, unusual people, but we were looking for the sound that could be on CD, looking like coming from one studio, yeah. Even where it was coming from many. And many producers were giving us here and there, there and here. But we found sure time in a life that I was looking for arrangement for another song for you. And God, thank you, Dan. It was amazing and called me right back. He said, oh, I got it. Don't worry. I've got it. I'll send you in 2-3 hours. He sent what I was looking for. And we could record, which we think will be one of the biggest hits of the album for you.
Yes.
And hopefully that's your single. Hopefully that's what will break you to music business. Hard to say. We are dreaming. We are dreaming high, and we believe that we have right to do that. And maybe sounds a little bit arrogant, but after a year and a half of working so hard with results, then hopefully everybody will agree they're amazing. I think we have right to knock to important doors. Mom will be doing that.
Yes, Diana? We will.
Yes, absolutely. We will. And we'll be contacting record companies. We'll be writing to Nashville. Happened that your album has many different genres, yes?
Yes, it has country pop, and it's just really
little
fun.
Hip hop
and a little electronic. It's
electronica and dance. I think like a few weeks ago we had you with In the Mall song, which
yes.
We have also mm-hmm. on YouTube already. Very cute, unusual, sweet video that we produced with Jerry Jones. And
yes.
This song is played on a dance radio. We know the DJs are probably shocked because they are not used to listen to dance music coming from the 11 years old
yeah.
child. But we have beautiful comments, and some of them really you know, they are charmed by your voice, and they say, yeah, the younger people are supposed to dance to the music that young people are singing. Then we are trying to break the mold and trying to get to this door, and I think we'll be doing very well. We have 2 months of break until next shopping spring is coming for another set of holidays, and Harry Towers, who is promoting the single for In the Mall, he wrote me, and he said he will be doing one more time push, like this is a fresh single, and we'll be working on the single one more time. Then we are excited for that. Okay, honey. Now, we had this drama, Final Mistake, yeah?
Yes.
What a dramatic song. Did you feel like this is something too serious for you to sing?
Well, I didn't think of it like that. I just thought I took the character, and I tried my best, and I just went for it.
You know, the character I love, and Diana, you agree with me, because the dream is not only for Kira to become a singer, which naturally, with all what's going on in her life right now, and the preparation and her development that will be only going on and going on, her journeys, how long she wants to develop her voice and talent, that's what she will be doing when it comes to singing on the stage and singing live. That's another thing, and being charitable person and just giving her talent also for many different causes. That's all what we have in plan. But we have also second dream that is parallel to singing. You want to be actor.
Yes, I'm very interested in the Disney shows and Nickelodeon, and I love those shows. I watch them all the time.
And you know, yeah, my daughter is 21, Natasha Mira, we love you. And Natasha also loves everything what you are delivering. And because she's finishing music business and she has a lot of connection right now and understand this topic and theme. And we are right now focusing how to create a perfect foursome or threesome or fivesome, whoever wants to come and help, that we will be attacking in a good way. Music business will be going through Disney people, Nickelodeon will be just packaging you beautifully because we have stuff to show them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And your personality in the video that is coming up soon will also shine. Yeah. I want this song to be the last song for the hour, which is called A Little Bit On My Own, which we don't let you too much to be on your own, but this song is just so perfect for you.
Yeah.
And before that, maybe we'll be playing Just Called Love.
Yes.
This is a cool story about this one, and fun that we are mentioning Natasha Mira. Because Natasha wrote this song when she was 15 years old, or 16. She was starting to write the songs, and she had many of them. Like, put some, like every singer-songwriter under pillow. And then she was growing older. And then she decided maybe this is too young song for her to record in age of 20. But she had no idea that what she wrote in the hands of another arranger and producer will sound completely different from how she wrote. She wrote beautiful, sweet ballad. That's why we were introduced to it.
Yes.
But Kid Genius turned this song to very unusual little hip-hop cool stuff. And we were like, okay, let's go with it. And we were cool that we did this. And again, thank you, Dan Solovitz, for just delivering very, very cool final version for Just Called Love. All of the songs, hopefully in end of February, they will be able for people to be downloaded from iTunes and any places that are downloadable. We are going there with full album. Just Called Love. Kira Nicole.
Love, love, love.
Say completely different style, amazing low voice, shocked us. Arrangement was so cool, so unusual, so cool. And I think, how Kid Genius and Natasha Mira, I think we'll give you honor to, oh, we'll have an honor to play duo. The Natasha Mira and Kid Genius did together. Song is called The Way I Am. Why not keep in a family? We all are singers. I think I'll play one of my songs also. But for right now, Natasha Mira and Kid Genius, The Way I Am.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
Proud mama, Ilana Europa is very proud of Natasha Mira. Happens she's my daughter, Kira Nicole.
Hi.
With her mommy and mama Jill. very good world, very important world in her life, for all our lives. We have a partner again, Diana Fields.
Yes.
Wow. I know I'll let you not talk too much, but I need to hear a little bit from you, even with your cool voice that you have today. Music is a business, and you know that.
Yes,
you
I do.
Are a professional lady. You are the lawyer. You understand business. Nobody really understands music business well, which
true.
We need to learn because it changes so much.
Yes.
And that's okay. You know, we are taking day at a time, and hopefully we'll have nice ride and we'll not make too many mistakes, and hopefully the bigger people will take us over and they will hopefully know what they are doing very, very well, and then we'll be protecting Kira and just we'll take care of her creative side and whatever she needs, okay? But again, it takes time.
It does take time.
From your life. Yes. You have three children, yes?
I do. One of them started in their first year of college, so I've just got two at home now.
Two at home, and Yeka is three because one is in the college. Then boy, yes, you have.
Yes, I do.
How old is he?
He's 14.
14. He has his own needs. He's into sports.
Yes, he plays golf, and he likes to do a lot of airsofting.
Okay, and yeah, it takes
so
time.
He's busy, busy.
And means you are busy driving, coming back,
sure.
And with Kira, oh my gosh, she's not only singing, yes, not only school, she does lots of stuff. She likes tennis.
Tennis, she plays tennis a lot. She's quite good at it, and I really haven't found too much that she's not good at.
That's
thank you.
That's the truth.
Yeah, that's a very good truth. But yeah, truth is somehow the talented children, they can pack so much in their lives and fits in, and then they're coming on the couch when time for lesson and they sleep instead of singing for a second. For 2 minutes, 3 minutes, they take a nap and a cut and they sing.
Work.
They work. They work, you know. Wow. I don't know. Everybody will say, how you find time? Because I know you take care of your mother also.
Yes,
you know?
I do.
Don't want to sound sad, but I lost my mother and to very similar, you know, disease. It's a question of dementia, and you know,
that's correct.
This is like just a young, beautiful mother. You need to care about that. Care about her. You have your sister coming out of the town, then you care about her and care about mother. I know how busy you are. You know, just what I'm saying, these things don't come like easy. Oh, I'm taking care of my child because she's talented. And you got three children. You have very, you know, smart and hardworking husband. Mm-hmm. Also, then, and you have house, you have dog and
three cats
and
a bird.
Seven
koi fish.
Sadly, one died.
What I'm saying, you know, is not easy, but it's worth it. We know it is worth it.
Absolutely.
Again, every part of my life for the last 3 years, I'm devoting to helping my child to finish her education at USC because I know she won a lottery in her life to being able to study there, and thinking that she can lose this for whatever reason because I was not able to help her, which she helps herself too. She works and studies, just very smart girl. But that's what we do. That's what we do, and we feel like the children are worth it and they want so much, you know? And doesn't feel like hard work in the end.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, I got lucky. I know we have a lot of friendships going on. I cannot not mention Shitanya and Raju, Raju was here a week ago in the studio talking business, not even music. But we played. We are lucky in a way that I believe all of us will be on a stage and we will be helping each other. I'm hoping because I believe the music world has very little anger in it. People, when we are in the studio with Bob White, yes? Savoy Sound Studio, which we are recording almost 90% of our songs. We have Joe Primo, which we recorded also song in his home. We also recorded with in a studio of Joe Vanelli Studios with Joe Primo, who was the main engineer, in a Blue Moon Studio, one of the...
Very nice.
Beautiful big studio for big artists. We got lucky and we were honored to record one song, Final Mistake.
Yeah,
and sounds like $1 million too. And nobody wants to say, but cost money also, yes, Diane, to just provide for everything that involves recording, producing, mastering, mixing. Then we are going to CD production. And but again, I don't know what to say. It's worth it.
It is, and she's dedicated to it. This is her dream, and I'm just kind of going along for the ride.
I know, yeah. I'm always laughing to my daughter. I'm like, hey, if I have no money, I'll be selling my teeth, but we need to accomplish what we plan to do because we are strong women, and life doesn't give us different options. When you dream about something, hoping for the good journey, believing that you can do it, and money is mostly on the way to get us faster and easier to this goal, still, we somehow, somewhere, with universe help, we somehow managing to get our goal going.
Yes.
The biggest hope for Kira Nicole is that after her video being produced,
yes,
it will be produced, and we need to say a little bit. That was like a tiny video. There were 2 days of shooting.
Yes.
Could you tell us first day? What was the first day?
Okay. So we went to a ranch owned by a wonderful woman. And
Pleasant Valley. This was
in Hidden Hills.
I'm so sorry. I always was saying different address when Annette was here, who owns this place. It's a beautiful place with lots of horses. And
yes.
But again, it's in a Hidden Hills, very
yes.
close to Calabasas. And we had a pleasure to have a whole day on the
yes.
ranch.
It was so much fun. I just acted out how I felt, and it was so fun just doing my thing. And I met this one horse named George. Shout out to my homie George out there. And
this horse was
amazing.
He was a star. There was
he is a star. He every time the cameras weren't rolling, he just went did his thing, and he was just like eating his carrots. And then when I walked up past his fence, he just came up to me and just poked his head out and was like, "Hey, Kira, what's up?" And so
it is like story making of making this video because this place has a lot of horses that are safe from being killed. Our friend Annette is doing this, like I say, from and pays from her own pocket and saves lives of a lot of horses. But this one, he was just a star.
Yes.
For 5 hours, every time when camera was on, he was turning
Bam.
His beautiful, beautiful head towards you and just acting like he's the most important horse in the whole wide world,
yes.
which he was.
He was.
Then when he was rest, so he just turned his tail on us, whatever you call these things, you know, and he was just, okay, now I'm taking break. Second day,
so much fun once again. We went to a high school, and we filmed there. It was so much fun. We were in a classroom, and we were acting a little bit, and it was
little
just
bit.
So much.
You had like 60 people in this day,
yeah,
taking
was,
care of your hair, makeup, clothing.
It was
you
amazing.
Had actors. They were especially hired by Natasha Mira
yes.
to act. They're from L.A.
Casting,
and you were part of casting. You were choosing who will be
yes,
in your movie.
It was so much fun.
Food was delivered, the special catering. There was like serious, serious production.
Yes, so
do you
much
remember
fun.
A name of your producer who was producing your video with Natasha Mira? Ty. We need to say hi to Ty.
Hi, Ty.
We love you. We cannot wait. 2 weeks.
Can't wait for it.
We cannot wait to see this movie because you could act there too. You were acting.
Yes.
You had, you know, speaking role
it
with
so
few actors. I was just hot, hot, hot. Then I think it's time for the song. Everybody
Yay.
Thinks what they are talking about.
Woo.
This is a big premiere. This song is so important for all of us. We
yes.
believe that you will capture people's hearts with this one for sure. Everybody
so.
Loved it. And, you know, we love every song, like a baby's. But this one somehow is an entrance to something for you. And better be big. Little bit on my own.
Logic makes me fall.
Hoping to leave people with nice mood
and hopefully a smile on your face.
Face. That's all what we want. And again, thank you, Dan Salavis, for great arrangement also. And was what can I say? He did his arrangement, like I say,
amazing.
I don't know how many years ago, 2-3 years ago or whatever, and waited for you to just did a great, you know, take that. This is like just very well sung song and just fits you so beautifully. And I didn't even record my own song yet. And again, I am not even sure that I will ever do the version for this one. I think you did so good and maybe that will be it. We'll see. I love you for that. I love you for everything what you
love
bring
you too,
to my life. You are very, very smart and hot girl. I know you're
an
A-plus student. I know everything is in front of you. Diane, I know it's over today's show. You'll be back because we have a few more songs that will be they are in production right now. Then we'll be having you back over and over and over.
Well, that is great.
That's great. For right now, we love you people. And I think Kira Nicole, they know you a little bit more.
Yes.
You're a very, very good, you know, lady when you speak, and I'm so happy we could know you better. For right now, Ilona Europa, need to say bye-bye until next week with Eternal Kiss, little piece, because we need to say bye-bye probably in 2 minutes. But anyway, this is the song that I, right now, pitch, if you can say, into the dance radio, and was doing very, very well. We'll see how long I will stay on the charts, and we'll see what's happened. But that's the life of singer-songwriter. You just never know. But it's always one song away from the one who breaks you to people's hearts. And we are hoping that this will happen to both of us, because we are in this game together. Okay, thank you so much. And Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, UK Radio Edit. We smile and kiss and pitch to feed your hand and make forever young. Eyes and lips and body, eat your life and sing forever young. Smile and kiss and pitch to feed your hand and make forever young. Eyes and lips and body, eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.